Okay, we are on the top of Samech Ches Amud Aleph, talking about the different examples of scenarios that can cause this Bas Kohen who's marrying a Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael marrying a Kohen, and how their, you know, these different relationships can somehow make her unable to eat truma, etc. So the next example on the top of Samech Ches Amud Aleph was Hacheirish, a woman who marries a Hacheirish. Remember, Hacheirish, in the times of the Gemara, a deaf person was typically a deaf mute who was not able to communicate and not able to function as a typical member of society. It doesn't mean someone who's just simply deaf, but it means really much more disabled in that way. So again, the point being that a hacheresh would be poslin velo machilin. So, right, it's going to make her unable to eat truma if she's a bas kohen coming from her father's house, and not machilim if she's a bas yisrael going to a kohen's, to marry a kohen. So it says gemara, ibas kohen li yisrael, if she's a bas kohen and she's marrying a yisrael, the yisrael is a cheirish, so pasula, it passes her. Why is it passes her? To hakonya b'takante derabanan. Because Chazal said that even though a cheirish midar raisa is not able to make a kinyan, not able to marry a woman, nevertheless, midarabanan they allow. Look at Rashi, bitakanta derabanan. It's the second line in the skinny lines in Rashi. The cheirish af agav the lav bar dasu. Right, again, because the cheirish in the Gemara's example is in the Mishnah's example is a individual who has no das. They're not able to make kinyanim. Takin derabanan nisu, and the Chazal allowed him. We're going to see, and we look in Perek Hacheirish, that Chazal made a takana that he can get married, but that's midrabanan. Midraisa, he can't get married. So the point is, so if she's a bas kohen marrying a yisro who's a cheresh, so he passes her from eating truma. Why? Because midrabanan, she's married to him now. So since midrabanan, she's married to him now, she can no longer eat truma from her father's house because she's married. But ibas yisro la kohen he. But if she's going to be a bas yisro marrying a kohen who's a cheresh, lo machil. So even though Chazal allowed her to marry him, and midrabanan made la kinyan. That in the end of the day, even though she's married to him, midrabanan, they can be married, nevertheless, midaraisa, they're not really married. And since midaraisa, they're not really married, he can't allow it to eat truma if he's a kohen. That's why it's a unique scenario. Fine. Next example, ben teisha shanim. Right, so the example there in the Mishnah is he's a ben teisha shanim. V'yom echad posel v'lo machilin. So a child who is 9 years old in one day can be pasel and not be machil. We're going to talk about a case of a suffik if he's ben tes or not. So he's 9 in a day, or a suffik if he's 9 in a day. So Gemara says, the question is going to be, so what? What does 9 years old have to do with anything? He's not a gadol. He's for sure a katan. So what does this 9 years old have to do with anything? So it says the Gemara, kasachad aitach b'shameres yabam leben teisha v'yom echad. Right, but the assumption, at least, right, what we thought originally was that the example is a shameres yavam, a woman who was married to a man, and then she, and we'll have to see. Let's say he's a kohen and she's a bas yisrael, right? And she is going ahead, and she was married to this man Reuven, and then he passes away, and he has a brother who's 9 years old, right? Right. So and the question is lamai. Right, what's this going to do? Look at Rashi for a second. Kasachadatim v'shameres yavam leben tes, and says Rashi v'lo ba'ala. Right, this is shameres yavam. They did not have tashmish. That's the assumption at this stage of the Gemara. So and why do we? So then the Gemara says lamai. So like so what? What's the question? Ilam mifsal. Right, if it's to make her psula from eating truma. I mean, let's say she was a bas kohen and she was married to a Yisrael. Right, and now she wants to go back to her original father. Let's say and to eat truma there. So ilam mifsal katan nami mifsal pasul. Right, if you want to tell me that the chiddush is that a ben teisha shanim makes her psula from eating truma, so what's the chiddush? An 8 year old, a 7 year old is also going to pasul her. Right, ila chule, and if it's to allow her to eat truma. I mean, he's a kohen, and she's going to marry him, and she's a shomer yavam. Now she's allowed to eat truma because of this gadol nami lo machil. Even if he was a gadol, he couldn't let her eat because they're not married yet. He didn't do yivam. So the question is, what's this 9 year old? There's got to be some chiddush, right? Every time the Mishnah gives an example, there has to be some chiddush that the Gemara is teaching me, that the Mishnah is teaching me. So what are you teaching me? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, continuing on that same Rashi, ulamai hilchas anaka ben tes. Right, for what reason are you telling me this halacha of a 9 year old? What's 9 years old? What's the step? What does 9 years old mean? Anything? It's because 9 years old typically is the age at which a child is considered royal labia. They can have a tashmish. But if you want to say, if that's the point, right? Meaning, like we said before, even if she has her, she shemeres yibum to an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old, and so eventually she can do yibum or chalitza with him, so that's enough to make her not able to go back to her house to have truma if she's a bas kohen. Right, so what's it going to help? What's the chiddush? V'ilach ulei, look at the next Rashi. V'ilach inaka bentes. Right, if you want to tell me the reason, this is why I included the case of a 9-year-old. Lashminan rebusa, to include something, the afagav, the chaz libi, even though he can have tashmish, lo machil. Right, that nevertheless he hasn't already eaten truma. Yevamto bezik, limachil, yevamto bezikah. So, afilago lo mamish lo machil. Right, even if he was 17 years old or 25 years old. Right, the lav kinyonahu, she's not married to him. The hashminan begad lo bereshit, etc. So the Gemara's question is, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of telling me a 9-year-old? It doesn't tell me anything. If it's telling me that he's a katan, even if he was younger, it wouldn't matter. And if he said bad in being a gadol, even if he's a gadol, he wouldn't allow to eat chuma. So what's going on here? So answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hachav Yavam Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad Haba Yavam Taskinan. What's the case? The case is a 9-year-old and nine years and 1 day old young man. Who's a Yavam, right? So again, she was married to Reuven, and Reuven died, and he has a brother Shimon, and Shimon is 9 years old, 9 years old in 1 day, and Shimon goes ahead and has Tashmish with her. Okay, so what happens? The Midaraisa Kanyale, right? Because Midaraisa, it's Yibum, it works. So Sagat Dachas Hamida, I would have thought, holy Midaraisa Kanyale, since Midaraisa, he made a kinyan with her Ubiya Sobia, and his Tashmish is considered real Tashmish. I would say she can now eat truma, right? Why is 9 years old in 1 day matter? Because now he's a bar tashmish. Now his tashmish counts. Midaraisa. So I would think that even though he's not a gadol, he allows her to eat truma because his tashmish is a real tashmish. So comes the Mishnah to teach me kamash malan asu bias ben tes shanim v'yomechad kemaimer b'gadol. That no, they may even though the midaraisa his tashmish is a tashmish. He's 9 years old. He's not a gadol. And therefore, what did Chazal do? They made his tashmish like mimer, the mimer of a gadol, meaning it only works midirabanan, basically. Right? It's not considered a full tashmish. It's not considered a full kinyan. And therefore, the chiddush is that if he's 9 years old in 1 day and has tashmish with his yavama, nevertheless, eino machil. But he doesn't allow her to eat truma, but through that act of tashmish, and that's the chiddush. Fine. Yeah, fine. Okay, so says Rava. So Amalei Rava, wait, not so fast. So Rava says back to Baya, not so fast. Ihachi, if that was true, Seifa Dikatani, Suffik Ben Teish Shanim V'Yom Echad, Suffik She'eno. Right, so, but wait a second. We have the next case. The next case was a question of whether or not he's best Ben Teish Shanim or not, right? We said, Suffik Ben Teish Shanim V'Yom Echad, Suffik She'eno, Hashta Vade Ben Teish Lo Machil, Suffik Mibay. Wait a second. The Mishnah itself tells me, you know, Ben Tes has some, you know, Vade Ben Tes has a certain status. He's post of Lamachil. And Suffolk, right, also has the same impact. So the question is, what's the Chiddush? If you just, all you did was you told me that the fact that he's a Ben Tes means nothing, basically. It's meaningless. So if it's meaningless until he's a bar mitzvah, so what's a Suffolk Ben Tes? It makes no difference. So it can't be that's the reason for Ben Tes, that this rule of 9 years old, if you're then going to tell me, well, there's a Suffolk 9 years old, has a different halach, also has a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush of the 9 year old is that 9 means 0 until you're 13. So what's the Suffolk? So Ella, Amarava, so Rava says, I'll tell you a different shot in this Mishnah. So Ella, Amarava, Ben Tesh, Shanim Yom Echad. So we're talking about Ben Tesh, Shanim Yom Echad. The Hanach Psulim. Right, the Hanach Psulim Kitani. Right, who are we talking about? It's not a regular Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad. We're talking about a 9 years old and 1 day young man who was already apostle. What do you mean apostle? So he's one of these other examples, like Rashi points out. Look at Rashi Psulim. It's a few lines down on the right side. Kigon Mamzir Venusin, we're gonna see in a second. He's a Mamzir, he's a Nusin, he's one of these individuals who Mishum Poslim Nakalim, because of the cases of those who passel, not because, again, we've been using the language of Poslim in terms of making you're not able to eat truma. This is, and that's what it means. But here the point is that that's usually because of he's a Kohen and she's not yet married to him. Here is that because of her relationship with one of these people, she will now forever be forbidden to a Kohen, right? That she be psula from ever marrying a Kohen, and that's what we're talking about here, right? Why the pasla bebiyasan, right? That their tashmish with her make her psula from ever marrying a Kohen. Right, and how do we know Uchid Tanya? As we saw in a brisa, and we're going to take apart this brisa more as we move along. This is a brisa in Kiddushin. Ben Teisha Shanim Yomechad Ger Amoni Umoavi Mitzri VaAdomi Kusi Nosin Chalal Umamzer. Right, so Ger Amoni, Ger Moavi, Ger Mitzri. These are three individuals who are not allowed to lavo bakal. At certain stages, others never. Akusi, Anasin, Achalal, right? That's if he was his Achalal, right? We've seen before, his parents, his father was a Kohen, married a Giyoris or a Grusha, and then he's born, so he doesn't have the status of a Kohen. A Mamzer, we've talked about, Machlokas, what creates a Mamzer, we assume comes from an adulterous relationship. All these individuals, Shebo al Kohenes, right? Levia v'Yisraelis, and he has, this man has Tashmish with Abbas Kohen, Abbas Levi or Yisraelis, Pasluha. They make her psula from marrying a Kohen ever again. Right? She's not allowed to marry a Kohen, even if they die. I mean, the chiddush is that typically a woman who's married to anybody and then her husband dies, so she's allowed to marry a Kohen still, right? Not if, only if, only an Amana can marry a Kohen, but a Girusha cannot. But if she's married to one of these individuals, so they actually make her psula from ever marrying a Kohen. Okay, so if that's true, but let's just put it together. So if that's true, what does it mean, pasluha? We'll just look at Rashi for one, all the way down, where it says pasluha. Im bas kohen minatruma ulaviyav yisraelis li nasi li kohuna olamis. Right? If she's a bas kohen, so then if they die, actually she marries a nasin, right? Or she marries a halal, and then he dies with no children. So usually she can go back to her father's house, and she could eat truma now, again, because she's a bas kohen. So if she's married to a mamzer, or a halal, or a nasin, etc., when they die, she doesn't go back to her father's house. And if she's a Levi or Yisraelis, it means that she's now not, she's also psula in terms of being able to ever marry a Kohen, so she'll never eat truma in that sense. And that's the point. But what's the point? So how does this work into, so then why is a Savik Ben Tes and not Savik Ben Tes matter at that point? Because if he's a Ben Tes, then his tashmish is real. And it'll passel her from becoming, it'll have this impact on her, right? If he's not a bentes, then it's not considered a tashmish, in which case they don't passel her, right? The whole impact that this relationship can have on her only happens if they had a real bia, right? If the bia was a real bia. If the bia is not a real bia, so then it doesn't have an impact. So that's where we're saying the suffix bentes shanim and suffix she'eno, right? That's where we assume it passels her, and that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even the Suffolk Ben Test will passel because we're not sure if he really would have that relationship considered a real relationship or not, and halachically. And the answer is that we assume it does. So the point that Ravin makes is, so what do you have to say? This Ben Test passeling is in terms of, again, not, specifically in terms of these individuals who are psul navolak bakal, and it's because of them that their relationship with her fundamentally will passel her. And the chiddush is that even a suffik ben tes is going to have that impact. Fine. So, but the Gemara asks one more question. V'hami the katani seifa im enan ruin lavo bi Yisrael have elu poslin. So, what's seifa here? So, this gets a little confusing. Seifa here is referring to the seifa of our, the seifa later, not our seifa and our Mishnah, because our Mishnah doesn't talk about that. It's talking about the Mishnah later on, I believe, on Samach Tes. I think, right? The safe of that brisa, that basically says that how do we say im einan ru lavo b'Yisrael hare elu poslin, right? And that's what it refers to, those individuals, right? Those individuals who are psul lavo bakal. So then it said that they passel. So that's what the safe says, like meaning it's listing all these people. this person and that person, etc. And one of them is Psul Nevo Bakal. So if that's what it talks about in the Seifa of that Braisa, so what does it mean? It means the original Braisa was not talking about those individuals. Right? Does that make sense? Meaning if you point them out later, so it means that originally you weren't referring to those people. So what's going on here? So the Reisha was talking about psulei kahal, right? Meaning these are individuals who can't are us lavot. They can't marry Jews. They can't marry a Jewish woman, right? So a ger amoni, a ger moavi, etc. They can't marry another Jewish woman, and that was referring to those individuals. And the Seif is referring to psula kahuna, meaning individuals who are psulim from kuna. Look at Rashi. Seif psula kahuna. It's funny because psula kahuna usually would mean, it sounds like it's a multitude of individuals, right? But Rashi says psula kahuna chalal. It's really just one. It's the individual who is himself pasul of obakal because he's a chalal. But it's not. It's one specific case. But the And Rashi, you know, is bothered by that a little bit. I forgot the Katani She'in and Ruin Levo B'Yisrael Lomari Ela V'Kuhuna. It's not really true. A halal can marry other Jews. It's just not a coin. But nevertheless, that's the thing Mar wants to answer. But the bottom line is, the reason this is a good answer, because it helps us understand this difference between the Ben Tess, V'Yom Echad, and then the Suffolk Ben Tess, and why they matter. And according to Rava, now I understand, because we're not referring to these specific individuals who passel just based on their tashmish with the woman, they always end up passing her from eating truma.
Do we use this 9-year-old period for anything else, really? I mean,
it's like a physiological, status, right? That we assume that by a certain, by the way, we do this, by the way, even with 13 years old, right? 13 years old is a chazaka, that at that stage a child has ishtei saros, right? We don't check children to see, We assume 13 is a chazaka, you have ishtei saros. So l'chaver ben teshanim is like a similar thing. Like ben teshanim, we assume that their tashmish has a status of tashmish halachically. The truth is we use it actually in other areas, like in terms of there's different questions in terms of the status of a katan, for like Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of like, is a child considered a katan, a choloshim bo sakana, right? So meaning the child can give, you give the medicine on Shabbos, certain situations then. So the machlokas in the poskim, is that 3 years old or is that 9 years old? Uh-huh. Right, so 9 is usually like the oldest age, using certain issues of tznius issues, like a child who's 9 years old already is considered like a gadol, or a girl is a gadola, for certain issues like that. So the 9 has that status as used in other scenarios because of that. It's like a certain, it's not a gadol, right, they're not really a halacha gadol, but there's certain elements of the child that is now considered older by the time they hit that age. Yeah, so. Okay.
But what are the issue? I'm sorry, just to follow up on my question.
Yeah.
Earlier, the wouldn't we say that a 9-year-old boy and his yavama, that would be considered
Tashmish,
as if she's his wife,
right,
even though she might hustle from Truma or whatever, not allow her to eat Truma until certain, but she's considered married to him, so she would need to get,
Midaraisa. It sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that tashmish has a halachic status of tashmish.
Right.
In which it's an interesting question. I have to check. Do we parse out the question of the tashmish being an actual tashmish and the question of needing das to make a kinyan? Mm. Right. Meaning he's able to physically have tashmish. Does that mean that we consider him a bar das in terms of being a kinyan kiddushin? Mm. Right. And nisuin. I'm not sure. And that might, and in fact, that itself may be the distinction, and why Chazal say even though his tashmish is halachically tashmish, his, and it maybe could passel her from marrying a kohen, etc. But nevertheless, she doesn't have das to make a kinyan kiddushin in order to be machal. Maybe that's exactly the point. It can be postal to machal. I'm just saying that misvara as we're talking, right? But I wonder if that's part of the distinction, and that might be it.
I'm not sure why they said it's like Mimer, because it's sort of like a middle ground.
Right, it's like a middle ground that he can do something, but it's not total. But Mimer is like a construct midar abanan. So that's the only question. Is like midar raisa the kinyan kiddushin that's kikach ish isha. That's a kinyan midar raisa. So if his tashmish works midar raisa, but maybe he's not a bar das, because he's not yet 13. Maybe that's exactly the distinction. Maybe, but yeah. And maybe that's where, like you said, Chazal step in and say, look, midrabanan, we could say that something happened here, but midaraisa, he doesn't have the das to make a kinyan. Like a 9-year-old can't sell chametz.
Okay.
Right, 9-year-old can't do a kinyan chalipin and come sell chametz. Right, so and even though physically he has some capabilities, it doesn't mean that he's able to do certain things.
He doesn't have a mitzvah to sell chametz.
That's also true. But let's say you want to make your 9-year-old your shliach to come sell the chametz. Let's say, for example, right? You're right. That's a good point.
It's a recognition, like you said, physiologically, you may be capable of doing certain things, but there's no halachic status that like a bardas or something that
right. Well, meaning it depends for what. Meaning we're saying that halachically there is a status at 9 years old of the things he can impact physiologically. Right, but there's halachic impact to that, right? But not the higher level things that require understanding, right? That's what he can't do.
It's similar to a theorist, right? A theorist physiologically could do yibum,
right?
But there's no, he's not a bardas.
But he's not a bardas, right? Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, right? Where you have the physiological capabilities, but you don't have the das. Yeah.
And if you did do it, you would say Mars ignoring medical realities of certain things,
right? Right.
It's like you have to deal with it.
Right. So it's like a funny middle ground, and this is where we hit it finally. But yeah, you're right. It's a funny halachic middle ground, and Hagufa is the chiddush that the Mishnah is pointing out, that the Ben Teshanim has some status, right?
Didn't people used to get married at 9 years old? I mean, back.
I don't know. No, The girls used to.
So 9 years old did have
right,
some.
Right. I don't know if it's specifically 9 years old, but there's a whole discussion like that. You know, what the status of the marriage is, right? Part of the, you know, that they can do biyun because it's not really married, but, it's a halachic marriage until they're really a bastas also. So,
right.
But yeah. Okay, so anyways, now that we're fascinated by the Ben Teshanim, the Gemara's coming back to that brisa. It's actually very interesting. You see that we're going to see a gufa here. We're going to quote the whole brisa, and then the Gemara is going to, like, take apart the brisa. It's almost like a mission of the Gemara, but it's not. So take a look. So it says the Gemara as follows. Gufa. Ben Teshanim Yomechad. Ger Amoni, Umoavi, Mitzri Vadomi, Kusi Nasin Chalal Mamzer, Sulim, all these individuals, Shabo al Kohenes, Levi of Yisraelis, and they have Tashmish. This individual has Tashmish with a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi or Yisraelis, Puslim, right? Mix them Sulim. There's a Bach there. Psula, right? So Psula, make a power. Pasluha. Makes her psula, right? We saw this before. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shezaro pasul, posel. Kol she'ein zaro pasul, ein no posel. So Rabbi Yossi wants to define it as any individual whose children will be psulim, so they will pasul women with whom they have tashmish. Anyone whose children are not psulim, so they're not going to pasul others. We're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Rashi says, "Time with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Mifarish Lekamen." We're going to explain it later on. Okay, and then we're going to have Rabbi Shimon Mil Omer Kosha Atanose Bito Atanose Amenuso. Any individual that you're allowed to marry his daughter, meaning because he has a certain status, right? Halal, the Nus, and the Mamzer, etc. And you can marry his daughter, so you can also marry his widow. Why is his widow important? Because again, he's passeling women by marrying them. And by marrying this woman, he now has passeled her. So if you're allowed to marry his, how do I know if I can marry this woman who is married to this guy? Well, could I marry her, his daughter? If I can marry his daughter, I can marry his widow. But again, the Gemara is going to explain what the rationale here is. V'chol she'ein atanose bito, I atanose amenus. And if you're not allowed to marry his daughter, you're not allowed to marry his widow. Fine. So Gemara wants to know, mino hani mili. How do I know these cases? Where does this come from? So Amri Buddha Marav, Amarkra, Ubas Kohen, Kisi Ish Zar. Right? The Pasuk says if a Bas Kohen goes ahead and marries an Ish Zar, here Zar just means a non-Kohen. Right? She goes out to marry a non-Kohen, that's when she gets cut off, right, from eating Truma once she goes ahead and marries an Ish Zar. Skevan Shinivala Lipasl La Pasla. Right? Once she is Kisiya, language of where she goes ahead and she's married to this Ish Zar. So once she is again, has tashrich with it, someone who passes her, she becomes psula. So it says the Gemara, "Hi, mi bailel deka amrachmana bas kohen de minse balazar lo secha." What do you mean that pasuk is not coming to teach me that when she marries a pasul that she becomes psula from eating truma? I need that for the regular din that a bas kohen marries a non kohen. keni truma. Meaning that that pasuk, bas kohen kisi al ish zar, they're teaching the very simple halacha. She's from the Katz family and she's a kohen, and now she goes there and she marries a Greenberg who's not a kohen. That she's now she doesn't need truma anymore. That's the regular din. So this pasuk can't be teaching me the din if she marries a mamzer or if she married, you know, who's himself even a kohen, right? That she or that's impossible. But that she goes that she now is going to not be able to eat truma. That can't be the pasuk because you need it for the simple din. Okay, so let's even know. Hahi mivishave abes avia kinureha milechem avia tocha nafka. So it's the same. It's within the same set of psukim. The pasuk says that when her husband dies, what happens? Shave abes avia. She goes back to her father's house kinureha, like when she was a child. Milechem avia tocha, and she can go ahead and eat from her father's house. So that this pasuk, says the Gemara now, is the way that I learned the regular din of you know, this bas kohen who marries a non kohen, and then she can go, when he dies, she can go back to her father's house. That we learn that from there, from this pasuk. In that, in which case, the original pasuk of bas kohen kisi al yishzar remains available to teach this din that a apostle who marries any woman passes her now from. From eating, or Abbas Cohen certainly, passes her now from ever eating truma again. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Mitkam Rachmana Vishava El Besavia Tochal Mechlad Mikara Loachla. Oh, sorry, that's the end of the drasha. Right, so in the pasuk being that the fact that the Torah needs to go and tell me that she goes back to her father's house, what's the implication? The implication being that originally she was not allowed to eat truma, meaning, sorry, just to. I stopped it in the middle. But the point being that the fact that the pasuk says, and when she goes back to her father, now she can eat. So what does that teach me? It must be that when she was married to the kohen, to the non-kohen, she wasn't allowed to eat, right? The Gemara has a number of cases, by the way, when we find, like, the fact that the pasuk tells me that, oh, you see the opposite was also, the pasuk, according to this, the pasuk never told me when she goes to her husband's house, she can't eat, right? You have that by other dinim as well. Sometimes the Gemara says, like, you know, by a sota, that and they uncover her hair, says the Gemara. Ah, what do you see? A woman has to cover her hair. Right? You have times when the Gemara itself will take a pasuk and tell you, you learn from this, the fact that it tells you A, that B must have also been true. Fine. Says the Gemara further. Imeahi, no, wait a second, it's not going to work. Hava mina, lav haba mechla. So the bottom line is, at this point, I now have ubas kon kisil yish zar available to teach me that the woman is who's married to an apostle becomes psula to truma, and to marry a kohen ever again. So now it should be available. The Gemara says no, it's not. Why? Ki'imiyahi. If I just learned it from the second pasuk, have a mina lav haba mechal asay. Asay. Kasa rachmana hai lalav. When if I just learned v'shava beis avia. Right, so I would learn. It would be a lav haba mechal asay. What's a lav haba mechal asay? It means a when the Torah tells you not to do something, from telling you something that you should do. Right, meaning it says that when her husband passes away, she goes back to her father's house. Right, so what's the implication? That when she was in her husband's house, she was forbidden. It was a los asay to eat truma. Right, but a lav haba mechal asay is just an asay. Right, meaning if she did so, you don't get malchus for it. For example. Right? So what do I have the pasuk teach me? Ubas kohen tzitzi al ish zar, which the ending of that pasuk is, you have the pasuk there? Lo socha, right? She cannot eat truma. So if I wouldn't have the losa say, so comes this pasuk to teach me, no, that she's, that's also losa say, and she's not allowed to eat truma, so that we learn. Now we need to use that for both psukim, in which case we don't have any pasuk now available to teach me this rule that if she marries a apostle, that she becomes psula. But we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.